Marianne Combs from NPR News is here for the weekend arts roundup. You should have seen Marianne rocking out to the yeah, yeah, yeahs. She was digging it. That was awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, too.
Okay. What do we got going on here this weekend?
We got some good stuff going on. A couple things I'm going to talk about a little bit more intensively because I got a lot going on within them. First off, there's a show coming up that's at... opens this weekend at La Meridian Chambers in Minneapolis, the Burnett Gallery, which is on right on Hennepin Avenue in downtown Minneapolis. And they do a great job of showcasing the work of Minnesota artists as well as other up-and-coming artists around the country. But they have it on display this weekend, Anne Labovitz's Layers. And Anne is a Duluth native, and her work is, she's like taking an image and layering it and layering it and layering it and layering it. She like creates this image that's actually hundreds of different images inside. So it's like she's, you'll see what looks like a portrait of somebody, but it turns out that there are tons of different people in this image, male, female, young and old, who may be connected to each other. And then she works in other stuff, and it's like woodcuts and painting, and then she peels away layers. And so she's like, she's trying to capture like what actually happens to the human face over a lifetime. This
wow.
is the sense of the lived experience.
Okay.
So her Layers show is on display at the La Meridian, and it's just runs through March 2nd. But really some cool stuff. It's one of those things where you have to stand and look for a while,
mm-hmm.
which I have to say is a theme in covering the arts, is that you'll get a lot of artists who the initial idea is to suck you in and draw you in with some really cool looking image. And then once they've got you, they hook you and they say, oh, something's going on here that I didn't really originally notice. I was attracted by the bright colors or mm-hmm. those, you know, something that was very seductive and beautiful. So I looked, and then now that I'm looking, I'm seeing, oh, there's some creepy stuff going on in here, too.
I love that experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually.
And yeah. I think that is one of the key moments, ways of being, of really doing art well, is that ability to draw people in, but once you've drawn them in, to get them to stay there for longer than the, you know, 5 to mm-hmm. 10 seconds
here,
that
here.
People give as,
yeah.
they, as they go through your major
yeah, yeah,
museums.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like,
sure.
oh, seen yeah. Mona Lisa. Oh, right. okay, done wing right. victory. Moving yeah. on.
Yep, where's the free champagne at
yeah.
this opening?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes. exactly.
Where's the cheese?
Yeah. mm-hmm.
So at any rate, the very cool stuff that's going on at the Burnett Gallery at the Chambers, La Meridian Chambers Inn on Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. Another really cool thing that's going on this weekend is Griffelkin, an opera that is being performed by high schoolers this weekend.
It's not the fifth house of the Harry Potter school at Hogwarts. Griffelkin, I think, was
the lesser known
school, the fifth house, right?
Yeah, what is? I don't
Lucas
even know what it
Foss
is.
Lucas Foss wrote Griffelkin in 1952 after scoring a success with Amal and the Night Visitors.
Oh, this was the opera that was written for television.
Yes.
And these are kids who sound like adults.
Yeah, this is a story of a young devil who's sent to Earth to wreak havoc for one day. He hurls himself into the task and finds life on Earth confusing and attractive. And he befriends two human children, and he gets in trouble in hell. And so I wonder if hell freezes over at some point in the show.
Yeah.
Because this would be a good week for that. But at any rate, so it's at the Lab Theater, and it's actually, this is Minnesota Opera has put this show together, and it's like 73 cast members, because they have like double casting,
mm-hmm.
all under the age of 18, who are presenting the opera this weekend.
Now, you and Kara did a report on NPR News
yes,
about this, and I
exactly.
heard it, and it was, he had some audio from it, and
yeah.
These are kids who sound like they, you know, if just to the casual ear, like they could be on stage at the Met, pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly. The kids who are in this are, you know, in the lead roles plan to study voice in college.
Mm-hmm.
They want opera to be a part of their lives, maybe maybe a career at some point.
Yeah.
So,
talented kids at this.
Really cool kids
yeah.
locally producing opera at a professional level
yep.
on stage this weekend. And besides, it's about, you know, a young devil. I just think that's
how can you beat that? Hey, that's right up our alley here at The Current. Fabulous.
Yeah, so exactly. I mean, there's cool stuff going on this weekend.
Sounds awesome. Well, again, the recap will be online at thecurrent.org on a blog post. Marianne Combs, she writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. You have yourself a lovely weekend, Marianne.
Stay warm.
See you next time. Stay warm, indeed. I'll see you back.